So, a lot of Gemaras either imply that a Beis HaKnesses and its residual money, the money you flipped it for, has Kedusha, or says it outright. So what's the implication? Where do we see? Again, just to ordinate all the information we have, what's the first thing we encounter in the Mishnah? Right. Limitations on what to do with the proceeds. And those limitations are not based on, I don't know, environmental concerns or social concerns. They're based on upgrading of Kedusha. Upgrading of Kedusha. That must mean, Moshe, that the money has certain residual Kedusha. The money I paid for the basic Knesset, and therefore it has Kedusha. It can't do certain things. You hear me? You hear it sounds very Hektish-like. It sounds very Kedusha-like. Items have Kedusha, and sometimes items that have Kedusha, Ari, transfer those Kedushas to the money they were flipped for. And the transference of Kedusha to money they were flipped for severely limits the utility of that money. And we'll give you an example, two examples in life where Kedusha transfers from an item to the monies used to buy them and thereby limits what you can do with the money. Meiser Sheni. Eli, are you going to say Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni, this week's Parsha. Meiser Shnas Hazos, right? Benji, what else?
Parashmita,
right? You can't do certain things with the money of Parashmita. Also, Hektish, not just Meiser Sheni. So this sounds a lot, Joey. This sounds a lot like that world. You've got Kedushas, Beis HaKnesses, and therefore you've got limitations on what you can do with the money. Okay? But which Gemara also made it sound like? Well, there's another Gemara that makes it sound like this Kedusha. We read in the Tosefta, but just again to help you see where everything is placed, we read in the Tosefta because I want to take you back to the source. But let's all open up to the Gemara in Megillah, Chaf Ches and Aleph. Again, these are not the Gemaras you've seen in place, but they're Gemaras you've seen before. Bottom of the page, Tana Rabbanan, Mamish, bottom of the page. If you don't have a Megillah, please look in with your neighbor. So Rafi, Moshe, please join. Shmuley and Benji and Yehuda, please get together. Yehuda, I have one. I should have one extra Megillah here. Okay. Is there any twosome or threesome without a Megillah? Anyone need? Okay, you got back there. Okay. Okay, just because I'm. Okay, so the Gemara Megillah Chaf Ches. Anyone need a Megillah?
Yes.
Okay. Mar Megillah, Chaf Chesem and Aleph towards the bottom. Batei Kniasios, Ein Noagim Mehem Kalus Rosh, Ein Ochlim Bahen, Ein Shosim Bahen. This is the Tosefta we've seen. So there's also, like, why can't you have Kalus Rosh? Because it has Kedusha. Whether it's Kedusha is based on Mikdash Adiv or inherent or autonomous form of Kedusha, sounds like it's Kedusha. Let's return to another Gemara. Just three Gemaras. There are about five, but just three Gemaras, okay? The Gemara in Daf Chaf Vavam and Beis. The Gemara wants to know whether Matana works. Pligiba. Remember we had the Matana question? Pligiba. Rav Achav Ravina. Chad Aser v'chad Shari. The one that says it's Aser to give a Beis HaKnesses as a Matana is Bahai Tipaka Kedusha Se. Without any money, there's no pigeon-like experience to remove the Kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses. So these three. There are a couple more, but these three. Someone stops you on the street. Are you going to Yishalayim today?
Yeah.
Meet some friends. Someone stops you on the street and says, what's your name? Ariel. Okay. You know, look like a good yid. Give me three rayos that a basic Knesset has Kedusha. Because that's what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. People are going to talk about it on the street, right? It's like talking about on the street. Someone stops you on the street. Three. You say, limitations on money. First Mishnah, fourth parak. Isser Kalos Rosh. Safak the Gemara by Matana. B'hai Tipaka Kedusha say. Ah, lamdas. This guy's a lamda. Okay? Someone stops you on the street and asks you those questions. And this led many people, probably the Rambam, to read the Sugya based on Kedusha. And believe me, there are ways to read the Sugya Kedusha. Quick remind everyone the Rambam's four questions. This is all just a review. Question number one. Either logical or, let's say logical order. Question number one, without getting into details, it doesn't seem that we're engaging in pidyon. Because it sounds like it's more of a Mechira. What's the second question of the Rambam? Who remembers the second question of the Rambam? What? I can't hear you. What? Right. How is there even a Havamina by Matana? Even if it is some sort of pigeon, you need some money. Very good. Number three. Yeah. All of a sudden, you've got this magic trick where the Zayin Tuveh Eir by Mamaran Sheir. Hey, who cares? Just do whatever you want with the money. We don't need pigeon. We just do whatever. There's no limitations on the money. Who remembers the fourth question? Nahum? Right, clear mechira, it sounds a little bit like the first question. Even pidgin may not work, because there's still tfisas kedusha in the damim, the Ramban writes, avnei haichal, don't have pidgin. So the Ramban develops a new chiddush. Okay? Now let's repeat it. What does he call a shul? Tashmishei kedusha. Now let's see if we can find today, for this is very important shiur today, guys. I'm not just repeating, and I'm helping you read Rishonim. Let's walk out of this room today with four or five key phrases from this Ramban. I don't mean key applications, I don't mean key rayos, but key phrases that he makes up. Doesn't make them up, that he generates. Okay, so let's open our Rambans. Thank you. You guys all have the Ramban in front of you? Thank you. Okay. So, what's the first key phrase in the Ramban? Thanks. He defines it as a tashmishei mitzvah, which is a chiddush, because it's not matzah, it's not lulav. We talked about that yesterday. But he has a phrase, some new halachic concept that he makes up, some new halachic construct. What, someone stops you on the street and says, what's the Ramban's chiddush? What's this new category he creates, Jacob? Very good. Kedusha shel kavod. See that phrase? Kedusha shel kavod. Because he still wants it to have kedusha, because the Gemara, Yosef keeps talking about kedusha, kedusha, kedusha. And tashmishei mitzvah don't have kedusha, we thought. That's why they're different from tashmishei kedusha, that have kedusha. Tashmishei mitzvah, you just can't play around with the shofar lulav sukkah, kisei adam, dust, earth, while you're making the mitzvah. One says, no, it's called kedusha shel kavod. There's a level of kedusha, which is a big chiddush. Again, it's not a chiddush about the Ramban. Let's step out of this room, climb up the ladder, climb up the pyramid. Van basically says that tashmishei mitzvah also have kedusha. Now, you don't sense the kedusha in tashmishei mitzvahs deeply because you don't have to bury them and all the halachos of tashmishei kedusha don't really apply. But tashmishei mitzvah has a level of kedusha and its lone manifestation is, what's the manifestation of kedushas matzah and kedushas sukkah and kedushas lulav and kedushas basic anesis? What's the lone manifestation? Don't disrespect the time of mitzvah. So this is a whole new construct of the Ramban. Can anyone argue in the Ramban? Why shouldn't I use matzah during the Shas HaMatzah? It's not a din in the Chefs of the matzah. What would you have said? If you're disagreeing with Ramban's map, guys, everyone listen to this. This is really, really, we're going deep diving into the world of Lamas. If you disagree with the Ramban, Ramban's saying, you see this matzah is not that different from this tefillin. They both have Kedusha Sechefza. Here, the Kedusha Sechefza, much more severe. Here, the Kedusha Sechefza only produces kavod limitations. No kalas rosh, no sleeping, all that stuff. That's what the Ramban says. He's basically bringing Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha more into alignment. What would you disagree? What if I say Tashmishei Mitzvah is here and Tashmishei Kedusha is there? So that has Kedusha. Tashmishei Mitzvah doesn't have Kedusha. It doesn't have Kedusha. Why can't I use the matzah as a frisbee? Why can't I use the lulav as a... What would you say, Nadav? Right, it's not a din in the chayfetz, it's a din in the maisa mitzvah. But basically, it's even though I've done the maisa mitzvah thing, I still do the maisa mitzvah, it's a chisaron in the maisa mitzvah. Shalei mitzvah, what's the language? Shalei mitzvah is bezur yisalav, it's the language of kisei adam. Everyone hear the chiddush of the Ramban? The macro chiddush. I know he explains the Gemara, but now all of a sudden we're taking away major, major statements. This is all of a sudden the template for tashmishei mitzvah kedusha. Let's say we want to spend 5 weeks learning tashmishei mitzvah and tashmishei kedusha, we'd start with this Ramban. A, because he greatly expands Tashmishei Mitzvah to include basic Knesses, and B, gives us some Kedusha, even though it's very, very limited, only for Kavod. That's what makes the Ramban so seminal, because he develops concepts. Concepts can be applied across broader horizons than just the Sugya you're learning. That's what makes Ramban such a lambda, because he's always bumping it up to larger issues. That's Ramban's first Chiddush. The small Chiddush is that a shul is Tashmishei Mitzvah. The big Chiddush is that he still wants to call it Kedusha Shel Kavod. Okay, now I'd be really interested to be on the lookout for other repercussions of being a din of Kedusha Shel Kavod. I don't have any yet, but they're out there, that disturbing the mitzvah, we'll see maybe a little bit later, is not just a mitzvah issue, that you're distracting the mitzvah. Yehuda, why are you taking that lulav? For example, would there be an isser to use a lulav after you've already been yotze the mitzvah? When you use the lulav as a hockey stick? Okay, so the truth to that is, it's a klatz kasha, because what could you say? Even though I've been yotzei the mitzvah, Benji hasn't been yotzei the mitzvah. So using the lulav as a hockey stick is still disrupting a mitzvah. Not just ruining or abusing the chayfetz. But what if I could concoct a situation where every single Jew has already been yotze the mitzvah, or there's no longer a mitzvah utility for this lulav matzah? Would I be able to use that object? According to Ramban, no, because it's still a chefetz of a mitzvah during this mana mitzvah, and it has kedusha. It doesn't have kedusha stashmisha kedusha, but it has kedusha stashmisha mitzvah, and you can't abuse that kedusha. Whereas according to Nadav's approach, maybe you could, because the whole issue is distracting or impeding the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is no longer on the docket because everyone's been yotze the mitzvah. So you see how all of a sudden this two-word phrase in the Ramban is leading us to different pastoral ends. Broader pastoral lens. What is a tashmisha mitzvah? What is the relation to tashmisha? In fact, there's a flip side to that. If all of a sudden we find certain allowances by tashmisha mitzvah, can we export them to tashmisha kedusha? Because if tashmisha mitzvah has kedusha, you can play around with this kedusha. Can you make a tonight by tashmisha kedusha? Can you make a tonight by tashmisha mitzvah? We'll see later. So, how close do you see tashmisha kedusha to tashmisha mitzvah, or how separate are they? Two words in the Ramban. The Ramban is threading the needle. On the one hand, he doesn't want the basic kinesis to have kedusha, because of the four kashas. On the other hand, he wants it to have kedusha because of the language. Now you see how brilliant Ramban is. He read things really carefully, and he put together a very, very subtle building, very subtle construction. It has kedusha, but it's not the kedusha as chayfetz that we're accustomed to of hekdesh. Or yes, no.
Why do you use kedusha as a phrase to have color?
You know, but Ramban feels you do for other halachas. He buys because of the language of the Gemara. I imagine what pressed on the Ramban to say Kedusha Shel Kavod is because of the language. Kedusha, Kedusha, Kedusha. The juxtaposition to Svar. And then have Kedusha. Okay. Second Chiddush of the Ramban. Okay, so now we pulled out a really important second line. Very good, Jacob. Kedusha Shel Kavod. Okay. Second Chiddush of the Ramban. Okay? That, what's that? What do we say, Alex? What's the second Chiddush? That?
Right.
You can prematurely truncate the status of chefetz of a mitzvah even during the zman of mitzvah, prematurely. We were thinking, okay, a chefetz of a mitzvah is objectively defined. Its parameters are clear. When the day's mitzvah ends, namely, it's no longer Sukkot, it's no longer Pesach, it's no longer Rosh Hashanah, that shofar is no longer a chefetz, which enables a mitzvah, and it's no longer a chefetz. But until that time, the mitzvah still exists. You can still blow shofar. As one last Jew in the hospital that hasn't heard shofar, one last Jew in the army base that hasn't heard shofar, the mitzvah, the chefetz of the mitzvah. Where does Ramban get this from, Alex? What do we see? Where does he get this from? What? Etrogim. Person that takes seven etrogim and says, Wednesday I can use Tuesday's Esrog. We already found room to distinguish, but that's not a really global issue. That's more of a local issue. It's because one day, seven days, there's important lumpness there, but it's not as broad as what we're discussing. Okay. So when they're selling, now let's see if you can interpret. When the people decide to sell, what are they really doing when they sell the shul? They're doing two things, and we'll see this later. What are they doing? First of all, they are selling a shul, like I'm selling my phone. And by selling the shul, what are they saying? They are? Right. They are terminating its status of a chayvus. Remember this later. We're going to have to think about this later, Yaakov, so keep this in mind. Their mechira is accomplishing two things. Okay? So we have, so far, this is the first piece of the Ramban. Okay, lefikach, let's read the underline. Beis HaKnesses calls man shebnei rotzim bo, mitzvatzen alav nogim kedusha. Again, Nachem, he goes back to the word kedusha, nogim kedusha. Even once the Beis HaKnesses is no longer being used. Shreadayin lo avar zman mitzvaso, avalam nim lechu lemachro, kivar avar zman mitzvaso. Mechira terminates the status. Okay, perfect. Who's going to tell me what the problem, not the problem, but what hurdle does Ramban now have to face? Okay, I have two kedusha. First of all, status of a Beis HaKnesses. Two is, how can you sell it? The answer is, selling means you're truncating it, terminating it. What problem does Ramban have? Talk about it in theory. What's the problem?
The hierarchy in the Mishnah.
Right. Why should there be limitations? Okay, I've got a neatly packaged system. Alex, it was a Beis HaKnesses, it was a Tashmish Shal Mitzvah, can't abuse it, can't have Kalas Rosh, has Kedusha, perfect. When you sell it, you terminate, let's go home. Why are there limitations? Why, if you don't have this Mamad Anshei Ha'ir, can you only use it for certain... Now here's where it gets tricky. I really want you to listen carefully, because we're going to say certain things, we may add certain things, Ramban is intentionally vague. So first tell me what the Ramban says, and then let's find the phrase that he invents to capture the Chiddush. So you have your second phrase. What does the Ramban say? What's his logic? Free speech. Don't read Ramban to me. What does he say, Nadav? Free talk.
That the Bnei Nadir won't be willing to give up on their mitzvah.
Excellent. So that means that unless I sell it for something of greater Kedusha, the Bnei Ha'ir probably don't want me to sell it. And there's something wrong with that. We'll see what's wrong with that. There could be two potential problems with that. And those are going to be really important. Of course, if everyone shows up and takes a vote, or they vote by their silence watching their representatives, then we say, no, we don't really care. Let's end the show. That's the Ramban's theory. The limitations are a product of public decision. The public can decide, Ali, whatever they want. We can decide on a whim. We no longer want the space at Knesset because it reminds us of West Ham. So I don't know. We don't like it. And if they all show up and say that, we want to go get drunk. Sad as it is, start jackknifing the beer. I don't know. Just go. But if they're not here, they have to say, well, what would they have wanted? Would they have wanted us to sell the legendary shul for beer? Probably not. For an Aron HaKodesh, probably yes. Again, if we need the money, not just the terrible sale. Very good, Nadav. What phrase does the Ramban invent to capture the psychology of the people? Better mitzvah, what's that? Achushim mitzvah, excellent. So let's read the Ramban now, the second piece. Achshav, kolin yan miyushav, shemachor shivet tuva yesh lo b'mad anshe er, the mistama, here's the mistama, we're climbing into the minds of the people. Lo nichlu l'anshe er l'chushe mitzvah shelahen. Velo shehe bedamim kedusha mamish. Read this line. Leos asur mana. The limitations. Who said limitations? I forget who. Who said Nachum? The limitations are not what you, me, and every yeshiva bacher would think. If every yeshiva bacher, before reading this Ramban, would see limitations in the money, what would you attribute those limitations to? Because the money has kedusha. But the money of a Beis HaKnesses does not have Kedusha, because a Beis HaKnesses is not a Tashmishei Kedusha, Hekdesh, Meister Sheini, Shvias. It's not that. It's just a Tashmishei Mitzvah. See there about threading that needle? This is not Kedusha of Tashmishei Kedusha, Hekdesh, Meister Sheini, where the money transfers to the Kedusha, transfers to the money, and limits its utility, and limits its option. This is not that. Read it again. V'lo shiyehei bedamim Kedusha mamish lios asurim b'hana. Because all it was Kedusha shel kavod. The Kedusha on the Beis HaKnesses was not inherent Kedusha, it was Kedusha Shel Kavod. And Kedusha Shel Kavod doesn't transfer to the money. So why is the limitation? Ella She'enan Rashayim Lahotzi Bitzarchayim. They can't use this money when it's Achushe Mitzvah, when it's a downgrading of the Mitzvah. Kedin Staka Mishavas Liad Gabai. So this is the second Chiddush of the Ramban. Let's just read the complimentary part. The next paragraph, Aval Imachro, Shiva Tuva Yir, Raman Sheir, Kivan Sheskilu Kulam, Jain Rotzim, Mesek Nesazah, Tavale Tashmishe, Mitzvah Le'achar Zmanim. Public approval, public consensus, can terminate the Mitzvah. Okay, that's the second big Chiddush of the Ramban. First big Chiddush, right there, big Chiddushim and small Chiddushim. The small chiddushim of the Ramban is calling a shul tashmish mitzvah. Small chiddushim of the Ramban is talking about premature truncation. The big chiddushim of the Ramban is building a new category. Right? You see the difference between small chiddushim and big chiddushim. Big chiddushim when you're a new category. Small chiddushim is the shul is a tashmish mitzvah. Big chiddush is that there's something called kedusha shel kavod. That's a larger. Who knows? Who knows, Jacob Penstein? Maybe in Chas we'll find something else that has kedusha shel kavod. Not even tashmish shel mitzvah. We have a whole new template, a whole new way of thinking. Also, I've got a new, you see my hand? I've got a new idea. Ideas are important in life. I could take this idea and apply it far, 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 far beyond this. So give me God, give me in the middle of some Gemara Me'ila, Daf Shin Gimel Pei or something. It doesn't exist. And all of a sudden, I have some strange carbon that has cholesterol. Oh, maybe it has Kedusha Shel Kavod. Maybe there is. You see why that's a large Kedush? Because it's exportable well beyond. Alex, the first chiddush is the chiddush in Tashmish Mitzvah. Not that it's a nothing chiddush, an important chiddush. Second chiddush is premature truncation. Also important. Big chiddush, Tashmish Kedusha. Moderate chiddush. People can decide. Achushe Mitzvah is a factor. All of a sudden there's a Mitzvah Olympics. One has more Kedusha, less Kedusha. People are really interested in doing the right thing with their shuls and upgrading, not downgrading. Okay. To help us better understand this stage of the Ramban, before we move to the next stage of the Ramban, here's Akasha. This is the Ron's Kasha. Thank you, Moshe. Thank you. Was it Nachum? Okay. Bad straits last night. Nothing worse than just tagging along with your wife when you came and tag along with your wife. Your wife asked me to come. So I was just there, and a lot of interesting men. It was Charedis. It was a nice Maariv. It was a nice program. It was an important institution, but separate seating. So there I am, dying to see the Ron. The Ron asked the following question. So the Ron understands Ramban differently, so at some point, initially, and that's not the way you see the Ramban, or most people see the Ramban, then he asked the following question. He says, really, Ramban? That's why without public consensus, call Mamad Anshei Ha'ir, you can't sell it for beer, because there's no umdana that they would want to sell their beautiful Beis HaKnesses for some beer? Indian style. Here's the beads. Here's the beer. That's Heineken. Give us the beer. If that's really the public reps flubbing and not recognizing what the people would want, then you've got bigger problems on your hand. What's the bigger problem you have on your hand? Yeah, what's the bigger halachic problem? We sold the shul for beer. There's no upgrading of the mitzvah, of the kedusha. People aren't happy. They won't want that to happen. So what should really happen? Come on, dig deep. What? Yeah, what do we call a non-real mechira? The lacha should be that if the shiva tuva ha'ir, sell a shul, shalom b'maman anshei ha'ir, for a downgrade, it shouldn't just be, oh, you can't use it for beer. When they use it for beer, the shul should go back. And the beer should go back also. If hand drunk, yeah, we pay back the money to the beer guy, because the shul goes back. The Mishnah should read, if it shouldn't be a mission, what you can do, Machru es abeis haknesas l'mishli b'chamra harezen mekachtos. Or said otherwise, the Mishnah doesn't even exist. If the whole issue is mekachtos, then there are a million reasons in mekachtos. It could be beer, it could be I don't like your hairdo. Let's say I sell it to, sell it to Moshe. No one likes my haircut. I say, why did you sell it to Moshe Terry? They don't like his haircut. Let's get it back. Mekachtos. If everyone in the city doesn't like my haircut, Mishnah doesn't have to give 15 examples of Mekach. Okay, Mishnah is Minastam. Minastam, most normal Jews, this is what they're thinking. But now you're in a whole different league. Why are you talking about what you can and can't do with your Mekach Tas? And in fact, I'm hiding it from you, there's an actual Gemara that says that if you flub the Kedusha upgrade, if you sell a Sefer Torah Chadash or a Sefer Torah Yashan, you may not be allowed to, but b'di'evid the sale goes through. The Gemara later on. So there's a kasha of the Ron according to the Ramban. Oh, that's how you explain it. You see how the Ramban explains this whole mechanism? This whole mechanism, Yosef Bordash, about upgrading or downgrading, it's between your ears. It's in the heads of the people of the community. It's not an objective function of Kedusha, because money doesn't have Kedusha. It's about public expectations and trying to umdenize them, what they are, and we have to umdenize them when they all show up and they're all there. Really? You flouted public expectations, sale is off. That's the Ron's kasha. So what's the Ramban really saying? And there really are two options. And I'm not sure what the Ramban is saying. I think I know what he's saying, but there's another option that's very much on the table. What's the Ramban really, really, really saying? And what does he quote that sticks out like a sore thumb? There's some Gemara here that you say, why is he quoting this Gemara? When things stick out, they stick out for a reason. They announce themselves. Remember the Esrog announcement? Why the heck is Ramban quoting seven Esrog roulette? Guy playing seven Esrog. Why is that important? Pre-mature truncation. There's some Gemara that Ramban's quoting that sticks out. It's not a Megillah Gemara. It's not even a Sukkah. It's not even in Moed. Okay, I'm giving it away now. It's a Gemara far, far away from mitzvos. Why is he quoting that Gemara? Show? Which Gemara is he quoting? Arachin. What? Arachin. But what's the case in Arachin? Gavait Staka. Abstract the Gemara. It's not just the Gavait Staka. What's the Ramban really saying in Gavait Staka? Give me a nice English word. Public management of public funds. Right? Kasbei Rabin. Can people, at what point is it called mismanagement of public funds? If a Gabbai Tzedakah collects for Yeshivat Har Etzion, then he wants to redirect it to Rabbi Targan Slush Fund to help out Aniyim all over the world. Is that a mismanagement of public funds? What can, why, what, when can he, when can't he switch it? I don't mean mismanagement in a corrupt way, giving him a carry resource. I mean, he wants to change it to another reputable stuff. Instead of giving it to orphans, he wants to give it to the IDF or something. So can he, at what point can he? That's the Gemara Arachim. So now bring it home. What's Ramban really, really saying? The problem with buying beer, come on, think about it. The problem with buying beer, unless you've got everyone there, public consensus, what's the problem with buying beer? What's the real issue? The Ran says, oh, you bought the beer, no one's in on the sale. No one's in on the sale, it should be a mekachtos. Cut it for me. Slice it down for me. No. The answer to the Ran is? Anyone? Nachum, say it. No. Jacob, you're going too far. You're leaping ahead. One leap at a time. Hopscotch, one leap at a time. You guys know what hopscotch is? It's anyone. Brooklyn guys.
Hopscotch.
Yeah, of course. Okay, you guys are a little too fancy. You got your pools, your pool boys, a Latina. Okay. That's a real hopscotch. You draw it on the circle, let it range, do it again. Okay, one leap at a time. What's the leap? Nadav, one leap.
Maybe it's the fact that since the Shiva Tuve have been appointed as the public representatives of the city, and they have the power to use the public funds, they're just not...
No. Okay,
it's still valid.
But answer the Ron's kasha. Why do I have to abide by public expectations? Not because the absence of public expectations will torpedo the, starts with an S, ends with ale.
Sale.
There is no mekachtos. This isn't a gross violation. Oh, you sold the shul to Christians, or you sold the shul for beads. People like beer, people like whatever. There's, as long as you got equal value, if you sold the shul for a dollar, oh, that's mekachtos. If you sold the shul in the condition that everyone could just evict all the Jews from town, that's a gross mekachtos. But if you sold the shul for value, but you bought beer instead of, and you can sell the beer if you wanted to buy something else. So this isn't a mekachtos type of deviance that wrecks the sale, Mr. Ron. This is only not abiding by public expectations in terms of managing their funds. That's the problem here is not, oh, I didn't follow through on people's expectations, that ruins the sale. It's value, guys. You want to sell the beer? Buy another shul. It's all eBay. Sell the beer on eBay. And then you flip it for a shul. Maybe beer goes up. Maybe get more for it. Wait for Thanksgiving. Wait for the college bowl season. All of a sudden the beer skyrockets and now you get a better shul. So buying beer for a shul is not mekachtos territory, Ron. It's just, you bought beer with a shul. That's not the way you manage public funds. Sitting at my Shabbos table, my kid asked Abba, where's our shul? We're davening in the chicken coop. I'll tell you about Rav Yossi and Sulam and Shova. We've got a lot of good gemaras about that. But we're davening in the chicken coop. So, one hand with the sitter, one hand on your nose. And yourself looks at the chicken coop and says, Abba, what happened to the shul? He's got a little shiny. You see those shiny little cakes? That's our shul. I make a toss, but it's just, it's like taking staka and misusing it. That's why the Rambam called staka. You see how we're cutting now the Rambam? When you ask questions on someone, you got to give an answer. And give an answer, you got to get sharper. So we ask questions on each other. We want to sharpen what we think of them. We don't want to ask questions, challenge. That leads you to sharper definitions. Steer us. It's like pieces of glass being rubbing up against it. It's sharp. You need glass. You need two pieces to create a problem to demand a sharper definition. So the Rambam quotes it. Jacob, I know you have another idea, and I want to hear your idea, and I think your idea may be right. I don't know if it's right in the Ramban, because he says it's a... Nachum, you have another idea, or you want to talk about this idea? Okay, what's your...
Stuff to pay last night about whether or not the Gavai Tzedakah are able to change the funds. So if they're able to, then maybe...
Okay, it's an allegory. It's an allegory. It's not exactly a one-to-one. Right. Nachum, remember, he's developing a large concept by bringing two iterations. Two iterations have to be identical. They share one thing in common, but they've got their specific constituent details that are different. Now, that's fine. Jacob has a whole different idea, okay? Jacob said the problem when you betray public expectations without their consensus approval is not, oh, everything's hunky-dory, but you betrayed, you mismanaged funds, or you put in jail for being a corrupt gabbai or dysfunctional gabbai. You're the dysfunctional Shimon Tuvi or Seven Jails. So like a good movie. One of you guys can be a big movie producer. And all your movie names will be based on Shiva Tuve. You know, seven different characters, each with like a background, character development. You know, they'll give the Avengers a run for their money. Of a whole Shiva Tuve Ha'ir universe. You know, develop their storylines and where they came from, and they came together. But there's one major battle over selling the shul. So think about it. You got good material here for your future Oscar awards. And please, Adi, don't forget to thank the little people like Nadia. You know. I'm here at Lunchfoot, still giving Shana olives here, so give me a little love, okay? When you make the big time. But, so, Jacob, what else may be happening? When I betray public expectation, it's not just, oh, everything goes through and everything happens, everything transforms, but on the side, I'm indicted for mismanagement of funds and I'm indicted, but not to worry about it. What's Jacob saying? It's not a mekach taos, but... really good, Jacob, really good. What happened? Remember, Yaakov, I asked you half an hour ago, keep this in your little mind, store it away, okay, in your puny little Brooklyn mind. Right? What happens when I'm selling the shul? What really happens? Two things are happening. I'm selling the shul, and what else am I doing? I'm discontinuing its status as the shul, because human beings can prematurely truncate. Two things. By selling, I truncate. What happens if I sell under conditions that aren't right? So I may be selling to Nadav. If you're the purchaser of the shul, the sale goes through. It's not a mekach tos. But are people really willing to discontinue the status of a shul if it ends up being beer? If it doesn't improve the mitzvah. So wait a second, Jacob, we're not finished yet. So basically, if I sold it, but it's still a shul, then what's the problem? No problem. I sold it, but it's still a shul. Okay, it's still a shul. Great. Ramban is pretty opposed to that. What's the problem if I've sold it, but it's still a shul? I've sold the shul. You're not allowed to sell a shul. Because it's... Listen carefully. Because it's not respectful to a shul to sell a shul. But most times that I sell a shul, what happens when I sell a shul? No longer a shul. Until people decide to use it for shul again. But here I've sold a shul, but it's still a shul. Oh, you sold a shul. That's like Kalas Rosh. That's insulting a shul. You don't sell shuls. You sell English cake. Love that stuff. You sell English cake. You don't sell shuls. I would love the Ramban to say that. Why does he need Gabbai Tzedakah? The problem is not the Gabbai Tzedakah. It's not you did everything, it's no longer shul, but you got these funds that you use for beer. Jacob's saying, people are only willing... Listen carefully, what I said and what Jacob said. What I said, the first shot is, people are only willing to have their monies used for Kedusha upgrades. If you didn't use the money for Kedusha upgrade, you didn't use the funds properly. Jacob's saying people are only willing to discontinue their shuls if some Kedusha replaces it. If there's no Kedusha object that replaces it, unless they explicitly say it, they're not willing to discontinue the shul status. And it's still a shul status, and that's wrong because you sold the shul. A whole different... I don't think the Ramban's saying it, because then don't talk to me about Gabbai Tzedakah. You've got bigger fish to fry. You've got bigger problems on your hands than being a dysfunctional Gabbai Tzedakah. You sold the shul. That's still a shul. I wish Rambam would say it. I don't think he does. Jacob.
What I took from the Gabbai Tzedakah is that the Shiva Tuvei are acting the Gabbai Tzedakah, and it's kind of like today meeting going on. You empower them to do whatever they want with the shul. We kind of trust them to act in the best interest of the city. However, they don't have the power to remove the Kedusha for everybody. But if Rebbe's saying that, the Ramban doesn't say the Kedusha can transfer, then it's a little bit difficult to say that you can now go buy something more Kaddish, because the shul still has this Kedusha. If you say the Kedusha can transfer, they got to put the Ramban.
Okay. We're close at the end of the line. This is the last rodeo, right? This is the last exit before Nevada, right? We know what the Ramban is saying. These are the facts. Yeah. If you were right, then the Ramban shouldn't quote Gabbai Tzedakah mismanaging funds. You just say Gabbai Tzedakah. You just throw out a throwaway reference, say they're like public. Why is the Ramban quoting a Gemara in Arachin about mismanagements of funds. Now, what you would do now is you then read the Rashba and read the Ritva and read derivatives of the Ramban and then try to find these languages. The Rashba, in this case, is not a derivative. It takes a really, really different approach in the Ramban, which I'm not going to share with you right now what public approval is. But the Ramban always creates three or four different versions, always. Just like we had in previous Rambans. And then you follow Talmid in the Ramban and Achronim in the Ramban, and you say, oh, he felt this idea, he felt this idea, he felt this idea, he felt this idea. Okay? Let's move on. Let's move on. Adiv.
I don't understand the Ran. If he's saying it's a Mechachta, right? The case where they traded the shul
in the Ramban, he disagrees with the Ramban, but he says, according to Ramban, it should be a Mechachta.
Yeah, well, is the case where they traded the shul for the beer? Because if they just sold the shul and used that money to buy beer, the original shul sales would work with the buying of the beer.
Interesting. Adiv has an interesting point.
Yeah.
But Adiv has a really good point. I didn't really think, as much as it pains me to agree to some hillbilly, I mean, he has a good point. It should be Mekachtas because it's always two steps removed.
Yeah.
If I sell a shul for money, then the Mekachtas is finished. So the Ran has to understand, the Ramban understood, the Mishnah Bechamra. Okay, maybe that's an okay, that's a good point. I didn't think of it that way. But these other points, even if you would be swapping it for beer, would prevent it in Mekachtas. Right. Okay, Yaakov, let's hold off. I want to get to another point. There's an important Nafkamina to this Ramban. Okay, I don't want to show you the Nafkamina because it's very, very practical. And we didn't have enough time for me to assign it to you, so we'll just have to learn easy, easy peasy Gemaris together. Don't worry, but let's follow through together. Okay? It's also important because it will help us follow through on Bava Basra. Let's open up our Bava Basra. It's the Gimel Amud Beis. After all the dust settles, before we discuss Horgos, there's a quaint little story about Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi wanted to motivate his community to build a shul. So what did Rav Ashi do? Slept in the shul. Moved his bed into shul. Okay, movers came in, moved his bed, a little teddy bear, a little corner, sleeping in shul. Okay? What? Okay. What's the kasha? Tosis kasha. Let's read Tosis together. Va'ali liparei lahasam v'tema. Va'amrit bate kinesios en yishenim v'hem loshinas keva v'loshinas arai. That same gemara that we just read on Chaf Ches, you can't have kalas rosh in a shul. It's unclear whether the Girson Chafches says you can't sleep, it's a sign of Kalas Rosh, or the Tosefta says Kalas Rosh. But for our purposes, sleeping in a shul is Kalas Rosh. And therefore, you can't sleep in a shul. How did Rav Ashi sleep in a shul? Okay, everyone listen carefully to the two answers I'm going to give to this question. I'm not going to give Tosef's answer, because Tosef's answer is super complicated. I'll give you the answer. Tosef says he didn't really sleep in shul. He slept in a side room. Okay, we have a precedent to that in Psachim, where the Gemara talks about Kiddush in Makom Suda, and Shmuel made Kiddush in Shul. How could it be Kiddush in Makom Suda? Because people ate in Shul, and it sounds like they weren't really eating in Shul. Side room, side annexes, right? Those of you who have been to Shuls in Europe, they're compounds, they're not just buildings. There's a Shul, and there's a cemetery, and there's a mikvah, and there's a lot of, these are compounds. I don't want to say monasteries, but they're not just a building. For our purposes, it doesn't add much to the conversation. You're allowed to sleep in the room next to the shul, and that's what was happening, and you wanted to incentivize them. Look, I'm seeing the shul next to the shul. Make sure the shul gets built. Rashi, and I'm saying this Rashi, you haven't seen the Rashi, but it's an important Rashi because it may break open the sugya. Rashi says, there's a Gemara in Megillah that says, Bate kniyasios shebebavel al tanayhem asuyim. That the Kedusha was installed al tanay, that people could eat in the shuls in Babel. Who said? Yehuda, you went to the Altanai shul in Prague? Who went to Prague? Since they went to Prague at some point? Okay, anyone know the name of, I gave it away, the name of the Maralmi Prague's famous shul in Prague? Einstein. You know why it's called Altanai? So there's the wrong answer and the right answer. But they're both really fascinating. The wrong answer is, in Yiddish, Alt means old, Nai means new. And it was called the Al Tanai Shul because there was a level added. And why did they add the level to the shul? Because they needed to house what? The golem. Had to house the golem. So they needed to add a level. Now, they may have added a level because they needed Ezra's Nashim, they needed storage area. But so it may have been mistaken as an old part and a new part, like the old Yeshua and the new Yeshua, Al Tanai thing.
Just to make sure the tallest building.
The real reason was because Prague was a public way station for Jews. Jews were always traveling. Today, you travel, you land, you take off 2 hours later, Jews were always machnisei orchim because Jews would be left over for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, six. If you're traveling by boat, newsflash, you're traveling by boat, your layover could be months because you have to wait for the tide and wait for the moon and wait for the weather conditions. You just get on a plane and leave. So you're stuck in a community on the coast for 4 or 5 months. And all of a sudden, somebody comes over to you in shul and says, I have a daughter for you. And you end up staying there. But if you don't stay there, then you end up waiting 5, 6 months. And you're hosted by the local community for a really, 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 really long time. And if there's a lot of people traveling through, then, you know, they have space. So you have to put up all the visitors in the shul. But you can't have people sleep in the shul. So this shul in Prague was built al tanai, like the Gemara Megillah says. Al tanai, that people can sleep in the shul. That's why it's called the al tanai shul. It's one of the earliest al tanai shuls. Okay, so I want to ask you, so Ariel, President stops you and says, why is it called the al tanai shul? Say, well, the real reason, or they're both interesting. One is old and new, one is al tanai. And this is a really, really interesting Rashi. Can anyone flip Rashi? If shuls that are constructed al tanai, that their kedusha should be limited, what does that say about the source of the kedusha of a basic Knesset? Where does it come from? Huh? People. Human endowed. If a shul has kedusha, according to the Rambam, where does the kedusha come from? It's halachic analogy to Beis HaMikdash. According to the Ramban, where does it come from? An objective status of Tashmishei Mitzvah. There is a third sugya here lurking in the shadows, in the reeds here. We're not going to let that monster out of the reeds too much, but he's right there in the reeds. I can hear him barking. His teeth are glistening at me. And this is the Meiri's monster, the Meiri monster. Never heard of the Meiri monster? Don't get scared. I traumatized my kids. Years of therapy when I took my kids to the mikvah in Rosh Hashanah. Always made sure, be careful of the mikvah monster. Snaps at your toes. He likes little kids' toes. I don't know why I did it in years of therapy, but they roll their eyes now, but they said, go to the mikvah. I want to see the mikvah monster. So it's a Meiri monster. And that Meiri monster is saying, since the whole source of Kedusha is only human installed, what halacha in Megillah, what future Yaakov Grunsfeld movie does this better help us understand? If the whole source of Kedusha is human intent, then how can Kedusha be removed? What do we call the representatives of human attempt? Shetuveir. Whole different way to learn the sugya. Back in the reeds. There's the Rambam's way to learn the sugya, objective kedusha like mikdash, which is really hard to remove that kedusha. There's Rambam's threading the needle, which is a nice needle thread. It's kedusha, shokavo, but sell, he can terminate, retrograde. Then there's this, the Meiri. This is how the Meiri learns the sugya in Baba Basra. The whole source of Kedusha is all tonight. It's all a question of what people want, what they expect. And if you sell the shul, just to come back out for a minute, Miriam Monster, if you sell the shul and then people are happy with what you got, then it's not that you truncate the identity of the shul. The shul is still a shul. It just doesn't have Kedusha because all Kedusha of a shul comes to human beings. When you say we don't want the Kedusha to be there anymore, you can pull the plug. You're not pulling the plug on the status of the shul. You're just pulling the plug on the Kedusha. Kedusha is only what people intended. They say we're installing Kedusha in the shul until we decide not to. If you feel Kedusha of a shul is autonomous, then you got to find mechanisms for removing its Kedusha. The Rambam didn't have a mechanism, which is why the Rambam rejected it. How could you remove Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam developed a mechanism that has a cutoff point, where the Kedusha is there, but you can cut off the status. Maybe don't cut off the status, maybe just pull the plug on the Kedusha. The Kedusha is like an electricity stream. We want Kedusha, until we don't. Now, obviously, we can pre-program it, we don't want it to be anymore when we sell it. But essentially, I'm manipulating the Kedusha stream. According to Ramban, I'm manipulating the status of the mitzvah. No longer shul. According to me, I'm manipulating the Kedusha stream. Whole different view. Back in the reeds. Hand down. The Mordechai has a whole third solution for Rav Ashi's dozing in the shul. Solution number one, Tosos, one in the shul. Or some Japanese pod near the shul. Solution number two, Rashi, Megillah. The shuls in Babel, in Masa Machsa, where Rashi lived, they were made out tonight. And the tonight was people can sleep there. No eating, no dancing, no vaudeville shows, but sleep there. The Mordechai, that goes to Ashri, the Ron, interestingly enough, because now you factor that the whole Ron says, listen carefully, you can't have Kalas Rosh in a shul. You can't use a shul. You can't sleep in a shul. You can't use the shul for protection. But if you're sleeping in the shul for the purpose of a mitzvah surrounding the shul, then you can. And Rav Ashi had a tzarech mitzvah to motivate the construction, an internal mitzvah, not just any mitzvahs which are shul-related mitzvahs. Litzarech mitzvah shani, three answers to Rav Ashi. Tosfos, side room. Rashi, basic Knesset, is built al Tanai. Hagos Ashri, Mordechai, tzarech mitzvah shani. And this is Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Kufnun Aleph. The people are allowed to sleep in the shul on Yom Kippur. It appears in Shulchan Aruch. I can't believe you've never seen it. I live with this. No one ever saw someone sleeping in a shul on Yom Kippur. I mean, not sleeping during Musa, sleeping at night. A lot of people. I sleep well after Yonah. The best sleep ever. But I mean, sleeping, you know, at night, bringing their... Yeah, because you want to be in shul. You want to... This shita, that you can't use a shul, but if it's a tzarech mitzvah, you can use the shul. Which shita does it reflect? Whose definition of the issur of a shul? The Rambam's definition or the Ramban? Ramban. According to the Rambam, what status does a shul have? Allowed to sleep in the Beis HaMikdash? No. Just ask the Pirkei Kohanim on Kippur night. All those finger snappers, right? Say Mishle, say Koheles. What are the first three proofs? Probably ask them all these crazy questions to keep them away so they shouldn't sleep. Part of this shouldn't be a Balkari, but you shouldn't sleep. So if the Beis HaKnesses has objective Kedusha, even according to Rashi and the Meiri, once you have Kedusha, Rashi and the Meiri is big Chiddush today. That Meiri monster is the source of the Kedusha is people's installation. People can remove it. But once it's Kedusha maybe like a Tara, like a Tefillin. You can't sit on Tefillin. You can decide there's no Kedusha, but if you haven't made that decision, you can't just say, I'm serving the tefillin by sitting on the tefillin. I want to protect the tefillin, so I'm going to sit on them. Chas v'shalom. But if the whole Isser is, what did the Ramban say? Kedusha shall kavod. So what if I'm contributing to the kavod based HaKnesses by sleeping in shuls? I can daven better or daven with more fervor and focus. So remember I promised you another application of the Ramban? Here it is. I don't know the Ramban would agree with this Mordechai Gos Ashri. I don't know. Now you can make a claim the Ramban would disagree. That, think about that. With the Ramban buying this, but it's likely he would. Okay, we're going to have to end Shir pretty quickly. So let's just bring the Ramban to one more level so you should understand where he has a hard part in the sugya. And then we'll throw out maybe one final line in the Ramban, which maybe make us think of a third way to read the Ramban. Okay, what's that kasha that the Ramban didn't like about the Rambam sheet of Kedusha? If it has Kedusha, you need some sort of pigeon. How could anyone in their right mind imagine Matana? So let's read the Gemara of Matana and Megillah together and see the Ramban swallowing an Okimta. It's a hard pill to swallow. You're gagging on it, but sometimes you have to gag it down, like the medicine, like the terrible Pepto-Bismol medicine, or just gag it down. And you gotta chug-a-lug in Okimta. Here's a Ramban, chug-a-lugging in Okimta. Let's see the Gemara on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis. Get that Pepto-Bismol out. Matana, Pligi Bar Rav Acha Ravina, Chad Asar Vachad Shari. Mandi asar bahaiti pakakirusha say. Mandi shari ilab da havale anamine. What? What's the question? Who cares if there's no money? People can autonomously decide it's not a shul, whether you want to sell it or give it as a matana. Who needs hard cash? Hard cash and the need for hard cash and the question for hard cash sounds pigeon-like. You need pigeon. I'm a bad pigeon. Going there and buying, selling a shul. You're making a unilateral decision. This should no longer be a shul. If we can sell a shul for a beer, we can give it as a matana without locating some money. Or even without saying, oh, there's no money, but there's like money because the guy probably did something nice to us. probably did a favor for us. This is the Ramban. This is the Ron's second kasha on the Ramban. Oh, really nice of you, Ramban. You were so aggressive with the Rambam's party of Kedusha people because you couldn't understand why there's a Hava Mina Bamatana. According to you, the Ron says, I don't understand the Gemara, not the Hava Mina. This whole Gemara is off base. It's a gimme. It's a slam dunk. People decided to give the Matana. We all like Ellie Rifkin. We all said, let's give Ellie Rifkin the shul. You know what, Ellie? The beer is on us. Give us any beer. Okay, I know you got fancy Scottish beer, but okay, next time, beer's on us. We made the decision. This is Ellie's birthday. Give him the shul. Make him the president. The Rifkin shul. What's going on here? What ukimta does the Ramban have to swallow? Come on, what is this? I like your dentist. Come on, what is this? The dentist says, raise your hand if it hurts. And he's like leaning, he's 400 pounds on your head. This case of Matana, the question was only raised in a scenario of Shelo b'mamad anshei hanir. If everyone shows up and everyone says, give it to Rifkin, this Gemara never happens. Why not? We decide not a basic Knesset. We gave it to Rifkin. Rifkin's worse than beer. I'll answer that question. This whole Gemara is talking about with no Anshei Ha'ir, so you got to climb into their minds and saying, would they be happy without getting any money or Sefer Torah? Or they say, oh, if we're giving it to Rifkin because his family donated Sfarim in the past, so we're getting some Sfarim, you know, 15 years ago. That's why we're giving it to him, because we're so grateful. That's not what my Gemara says. If that's what my Gemara would say, the Gemara would say, Shalom Ma'aman and Sheir, Afilu Mishte Shikra, but what about, well, you're not getting beer, but you're getting less than beer, because you're not really getting anything, but you may have gotten something in the past. And guys, no free lunches in this world. You got to pay the piper. At some point, you got to pay the ferryman to get to the other side. He'll pay that ticket sometime. And Bond is going to pay his ticket right here. You got a great Svara. It's perfect. Alumnus, concepts, macro, micro, slides through, Olympic slalom racer. You got to pay the piper. Nah, the other Shine weren't idiots. You discovered China, right? You're the only one. They were looking at this Gemara, and they said, what is this Gemara? And they said, this Gemara meant even if everyone's there, Matana may be deficient because you don't have money, you don't have pidyon, you don't have... And Ramban just swallows in a kimta. That's what he says. Did I give you more Ramban? Did we just read it together? Is it more Ramban or how they say it? V'chein, go ahead. Read it. V'chein ma shechalku. Go ahead. But what you said, Shelo b'mamad anshei. There it is. There's the ukimta. Ching, ching, ukimta, ukimta. We don't like ukimtas. But it's so nice, you just have to say them. And they're not cop-outs, guys. I'm making fun of them. It's basically you're reading the sugya holistically, and if everything stacks up logically because of 16 sources, then you're convinced, right? Remember, I call Nadav a dog. I like you, so it must mean in a cool way. It's not ruining the text. It's contextualizing. It's reading 16 texts together and 40 different logics, and the way they interact with Shas and saying, it must be saying that because the system has to be consistent. So this Gemara must be talking about. Otherwise, it would make absolutely no sense to even have Ava meet by Matana. Why should Rifkin be less than beer? And everyone's there, and everyone says, give it to Rifkin. Rifkin, 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 all shouting, Rifkin, Rifkin, Rifkin. The whole mob saying, give it to Rifkin. They're much happier that they like Rifkin than they like beer. So it says, they're not there. Oh, they're not there? Then we got to climb into their heads. Normally you get money for something. Here you get nothing, but you may have gotten a Sefer Torah. Okay, we end here. What does the Ramban not talk about? What did we not talk about yet? Rabim. Right, he was talking to me about Rabim yesterday. Ari Braun, Rabim. Why should Rabim be different in the Ramban? Right, what's not Batman but Robin? What is not? Two thumbs up. Why should Rabim be different? So, I don't have enough time for that. And as much as I really want to talk to you, Mm. Is there a bus today? 10:30?
Yeah.
Okay. 10:40. Okay. What time is the Bichol bus? Okay. So I'll just give you really 5 minutes, okay? I'm going to set my watch, and therefore I'll end when the watch brings, so I don't take your time.